大家早安。
Good morning to everyone.
在灵恩会的早上，第一节我们要以祷告为开始。
Today we want to begin our spiritual convocation with prayer.
这是非常美好的一个开始。
This is a very wonderful beginning.
我们生活都很忙碌。
In our lives, we busy ourselves.
但是就像这首诗歌所说的。
But like what this hymn said.
我们要把主耶稣放在我们生命的首位。
We have to place God first in our life.
灵恩会的目的就是要让我们放下世界的烦扰，来追求神的灵恩。
The purpose of spiritual convocation is to allow us to put down our worldly worries.
我们常常在追求世界的恩典。
Many of the times we pursue after spiritual blessings.
忙工作，世界的恩典呢？
And we also pursue after our career blessings.
我们让生活都很忙碌。
And our lives are busy.
但是在灵恩会这几天，我们特别要学习来先求神的果，神的义。
But especially during the spiritual convocation, we have to know how to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
我们看马太福音第六章。
As I'll turn to Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
第三十三节。
Verse 33.
马太福音的第六章三十三节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 33.
三十三节
Verse 33,
你们要先求他的果和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
Verse 33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
34, therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble.
这是主耶稣告诉我们的美丽的话。
This is the wonderful words the Lord Jesus had given us.
我们常常都为明天忧虑。
Many the times we worry about tomorrow.
明天要吃什么？
What will we eat tomorrow?
以后我的工作怎么样？
What will our career be like in the future?
以后我的婚姻有怎么的安排？
How about my marriage?
我的儿女的前途怎么样？
What about my children's career path?
好像都忧虑不稳。
There are many things for us to trouble.
忧虑越多，担子就越多。
The more we worry, the more trouble we have.
有时候一天担的担子不只有一天的分量。
Many of the times, the worries we have is not only for today.
有时候我们会担着全家人的担子，为家里每一个人来烦恼。
We might worry about the whole family.
我们也为自己的将来来烦恼。
We also worry about our future.
但是主耶稣说这是多余的。
But the Lord said that it is
没有用的。
There's no use.
你为明天烦恼，但是明天不会因为你的烦恼而改变。
We can worry about tomorrow, but tomorrow will not change because of our worries.
反而你越烦恼，你的力量就失去了。
Rather, if we worry more, then our strength will be gone.
你越烦恼，你的喜乐就失去了。
The more worry we have, the less joy we have.
甚至主耶稣说，你根本不用为明天来求。
And the Lord Jesus even tells us we don't have to pray for tomorrow.
有人就说了，那既然我不能忧虑，那我就一直为明天的事来祷告啊，来求啊。
Many people might say that if I can't worry about tomorrow, then I'll pray about tomorrow.
这里主耶稣说，甚至你不用常常为自己的明天来求。
And here it even says that Lord Jesus said that we don't have to pray for tomorrow.
因为主耶稣早就帮你预备了。
Because the Lord Jesus had already prepared for us.
如果你要求的话，只有两件事情是一定要求的。
There's only two things that we have to pray about.
不但只要求，还要比你世上的东西更有优先的次序。
Not only do we have to pray about it, but it comes first before all things else.
这是三十三节所说的。
It is what is recorded in verse 33.
你要先求神的国和神的义。
But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
如果你求这两样，
if we pray about these two things,
主会为你的明天来预备。
The Lord will prepare for our tomorrow.
如果你没有求这两样，
If we do not pray about these two things,
你为自己明天很忙碌来预备啊，可能也是一场空。
And even if we worry about tomorrow, then everything is in vain.
这门灵恩会也就是要把世界的东西先放一边。
For spiritual convocation, the purpose is to allow us to put aside our physical worries.
感谢神啊，我们在座弟兄姐妹把你自己的生活的时间排出来。
Thank God, the brothers and sisters sitting in this chapel have put aside their worries.
可能平常这个时候你还在睡觉。
Maybe in normal times we're still sleeping at this time.
或是在家里煮饭。
Or we're cooking at home.
或是在上班。
Or we're at our job.
但是你决定说今天是要来求灵恩。
But today we have determined ourselves to pray, come before the Lord.
我们这一次也是我们多伦多教会第一次有礼拜五的灵恩会的这个聚会。
And this is also the first time that the Toronto Church have a Friday spiritual convocation.
也许你看左看右觉得没有什么人，觉得有点失望。
Maybe when we look around us, there's not much people that we see.
因为大部分人都在上班上学。
Many of the people are actually at work or at school.
重点的不是有多少人。
The main point is not how many people there are.
重点是你来到神的面前，你在神那边，从神那边得到什么。
The important thing is that when we come here, what do we receive from God?
早期我们教的灵恩会都是一整个礼拜的。
In the early times, the spiritual convocation is actually for a week.
听老前辈说，在台湾啊，在中国啊，以前开灵恩会都是一整个礼拜。
When I asked the elderly, they always said that in Taiwan and in China, the spiritual convocations are always 1 week.
整天都聚会，禁止祷告。
It's a full day, 1 week service, and they have fasting prayers.
然后呢，传福音。
And they preach the gospel.
但是因为我们现在这个社会，商业社会很繁忙。
But now in our society, our lives are very busy.
后来我们的灵恩会也就越来越短。
And then our spiritual convocation returned became shorter.
堂数也越减少。
And the sessions became shorter.
大家的生活很忙碌。
Because our lives are busy.
但是我们生活可能改变了，可能进步了。
But maybe our lives may have become better.
我们的房子可能更漂亮了。
Our house may be better.
我们的车子可能更舒服了。
Our cars may be more luxurious.
但是在这个时候，同时间可能我们的信仰却是退步了。
But at the same time, our spirituality may have decreased.
可能觉得祷告太长了。
Maybe we think that prayer is too long.
可能觉得讲道也太久了。
And we feel that the sermon is also too long.
可能觉得聚会太多了。
And we may feel that there are too many services.
其实这个时候就已经反映出我们对神的心已经疏远了。
But here we can see that it represents our heart have already departed from God.
如果你很爱一个人，你希望每天都看到他。
If we really truly love a person, then we want to see them every day.
你不会嫌看到他是很久很烦的事。
We won't feel that looking at them is too long.
你爱你的家人，你每天都想回家。
If we love our family, then every day we want to go home.
你忙完世界的事，你就想冲回家。
After we have finished with our jobs and our worldly things, then we always want to go home.
教会就是神的家。
The church is the house of God.
其实如果可以的话，每天都来教会，这是最美好的事情。
If it's truly possible, then coming to church every day is a wonderful thing.
因为在教会里面呢，有世界上没有的安静。
Because in church, there is quietness.
也可以听到神的话语。
And we can also hear the words of God.
祷告的时候要求神的果，神的义。
So in our prayers, we have to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
到底什么是神的果，神的义呢？
What is His righteousness and His kingdom?
主耶稣在祷告文里面其实就有讲到。
And actually, Jesus already mentioned it in his prayer.
我们看马太福音的第六章。
And so I'll turn to Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音的第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
第九节。
Verse 9.
马太福音第六章第九节。
Matthew 6, verse 9.
所以你们祷告要这样说。
In this manner, therefore, pray.
我们在天上的父。
Our Father in heaven.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Hallowed be your name.
愿你的国降临。
Your kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上。
Your will be done.
也如同行在天上。
On earth as it is in heaven.
主耶稣教导人用悟性祷告的时候，可以念祷告文。
Jesus told us that in our prayer of understanding, we can pray in this manner.
就算我们今天已经得了圣灵。
Even though we have already received the Holy Spirit.
祷告的时候是用灵言祷告。
And we pray in the spiritual tongues.
但是我们心里面并不是放空的。
But our hearts should not have nothing.
我们心里面祷告是有方向的。
But in our hearts, we should have a direction.
因为有圣灵啊，所以圣灵会带领我们更按着主耶稣的旨意，主耶稣的祷告文来祷告。
Because we have the Holy Spirit will guide us to pray according to the will of Jesus.
因为祷告文呢是一个方向。
Because the prayer is a direction.
你祷告没有方向，祷告就没有办法专心。
If a prayer without directions, then we cannot focus in that prayer.
祷告方向错了，有时候越祷告会越软弱。
Maybe if we have the wrong direction in our prayers, then the more we pray, the weaker we become.
因为我们是用自己的意识来祷告。
Because we pray in our own will.
我们祷告的时候一跪下去就是开始来向神求东西。
And when we pray, when we kneel down to pray, we start asking things from God.
你身体不好，你马上祷告第一句话，主啊，医治我身体。
If we don't feel well in our physical body, then the first word we say to God is, heal us.
没有工作啊，祷告啊，主啊，赐给我工作。
And if we don't have work, then we pray about God giving us work.
没有婚姻呢，求主耶稣祝福我的婚姻。
And if we don't have a marriage, then we ask God to give us marriage.
其实主耶稣在这里告诉我们。
But the Lord Jesus tells us here.
祷告的时候要先满足神的需求。
That first we have to fulfill the will of God.
之后神就会满足你的需求。
And then the Lord will fulfill our will.
第九节到第十节都是讲神的需求是什么。
From verse 9 to verse 10, it talks about what the needs of God are.
第十一节之下，这是讲自己的需求。
And from verse 11 onwards, talks about our needs.
所以我们一开始祷告要先求神的需要。
Therefore, in our prayer, we have to first ask for the needs of God.
这里说，你们要说我们在天上的父。
And here it says that we have to say our Father in heaven.
祷告就是跟爸爸讲话。
When we pray, we are talking to our Father in heaven.
是很亲密的一个对话。
It is a very dear conversation.
如果你跟你爸爸感情很好，你会很喜欢跟你爸爸讲话。
And if we have a good relationship with our Father, then we always want to talk with him.
如果你知道你爸爸很爱你，你会很希望可以多跟他讲话。
And if we know that the Father truly loves us, then we also want to talk with him more.
在地上的爸爸不怎么样完美。
Our Father on earth may not be perfect.
也许我们地上的爸爸已经不在了。
And maybe our Father on earth is no longer with us.
但是你还有个天上的爸爸。
But we also have a heavenly Father.
所以这里说第十节。
In verse 10.
我们从第九节到第十节有三样事情要求。
And from verse 9 to verse 10, there are three things we have to pray about.
第一样事情要求的。
First thing that we have to pray about.
就是要求人都要尊你的名，就是神的名为圣。
And that we have to pray that the people may hallow his name.
我们今天就是讲这一点就好。
And today we will talk about this point.
我们祷告有时候为了事情来祷告。
Many of the times in our prayers, we pray about situations.
我们求神给我们东西。
We ask the Lord to give us things.
但是如果神问你，你为什么要求这件事情？
But when the Lord asks us, why do we have to pray about these things?
很多时候我们是为了自己的荣耀，得到自己的好处而求某件事情。
Many of the times we pray to receive glory to our name.
但是神或是主耶稣这里提醒我们。
But here the Lord Jesus reminds us.
无论你求什么。
No matter what we pray about.
如果你要得到神的应许的话。
If we want to receive the promise of the Lord.
你求这件事情的动机一定是为了神的荣耀去求的。
The motive for our prayer must be to glorify His name.
只要这样的祷告才会得到神的垂听。
As long as we pray in this way, then the prayer will be heard by Lord.
因为神的荣耀是一定要得到绝对的荣耀。
Because the glory of God must, His name must be glorified.
主耶稣来到世上的时候。
When the Lord Jesus came on earth,
他常常都求神的荣耀。
He constantly prayed for the glory of the Lord.
我们看约翰福音。
As I'll turn to the book of John.
约翰福音的第八章。
John chapter 8.
约翰福音的第八章。
John chapter 8.
第五十一节。
Verse 51.
第五十节。
Oh, verse 50.
约翰福音第八章五十节。
John chapter 8, verse 50.
约翰福音第八章五十节。
John chapter 8 verse 50.
我不求自己的荣耀，有一位为我求荣耀定是非的。
Verse 50. And I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks and judges.
再来看约翰同样的约翰福音第五章。
And let's turn to John chapter 5.
四十一节。
Verse 41.
五章的四十一节。
John chapter 5 verse
41. 五章四十一节，我不受从人来的荣耀。
Verse 41, I do not receive honor from men.
我们跳到44节。
And let's skip to verse 44.
你们互相受荣耀，却不求独一之神的荣耀，怎能信我呢？
Verse 44, how can you believe who receive honor from one another and do not seek the honor that comes from the only God?
主耶稣在约翰福音里面常强调一点。
Jesus emphasized one point in the book of John.
他来到世界不是求自己的荣耀。
When he comes to the earth, he did not seek his own glory.
他是求天父的荣耀。
He seeks the glory of the Father.
因为有这个作为一个目标。
Because he has this as his direction.
他求每一样事情，天父都给他。
Therefore, everything that he prayed about, the Lord had given him.
从一开始。
From the very beginning.
到他在面对十字架之前。
Until the point in which he was had to face the cross.
所以说每样祷告，天父都应允。
Every single prayer the Lord Jesus prayed about, the God answered.
因为他的动机是荣耀神。
Because his motive was to glorify God.
如果有这个动机在里面的话。
If we have this motive within our prayer.
你就对神要给你的哪一样东西，或者是怎么样决定，你就不会很在意。
Then we won't care about what we receive and what the Lord is giving us.
可以说我们打个比喻。
For example,
如果你要求婚姻，
if we want to ask for marriage,
我们求婚姻呢，年轻人的想法就是说，我要理想的对象。
In our youngsters, they might think, I want a person that I like.
我们求神给，我们常常求神给我一个我觉得是好的。
Please give me a person I agree with.
为什么你这样求呢？
Why do you ask this?
你心里面想一层，为什么你要求神，觉得神要给你一个你觉得好的呢？
Why are we,
合理的条件的呢？
Why are we asking in a way that God give us someone that is according to our rules?
你可能就说，那这样我会比较快乐啊。
And then you may say, because I'll be happier.
这个人又漂亮又优秀。
This person is beautiful and they're very well.
我跟他生活在一起，我很开心啊。
Every single day when I live with them, I would feel good.
别人会羡慕我啊。
People will look up to me.
其实间接来说啊，再讲下去啊，就是为了你自己的荣耀。
And if we continue to reason with this, then it's actually for the glory of our name.
但是如果我们是祷告，是求神的荣耀的话。
But in our prayer, we ask for the glory of God.
你会不会很在意说，哎呀，你要哪一种的？
Then we won't care about who we get.
或者说你要我儿女是挑哪一种的？
Or we won't care about what our children will what they choose.
你祷告的时候，主啊，只有一个条件。
When you ask for the Lord, there's only one rule.
我的婚姻要荣耀你的名。
My marriage must glorify your name.
哪种外表，哪种条件不是最重要。
What they look like and what they have is not important.
我的婚姻，别人看到的话会荣耀主的名。
When people see my marriage, they will glorify your name.
你为了你儿女的婚姻祷告。
And if we pray for the marriage of our children.
也不是为他求说啊，希望哪一种条件配他的。
We should not ask for what kind of criteria is good for my children.
只需要跟主耶稣说，神啊，我希望我儿女的婚姻将来荣耀你的名。
We only need to ask about Lord that my children's marriage may glorify your name.
这样的祷告就包括一切的。
Because in this prayer includes all things.
神啊，神就很高兴。
The Lord will be very happy.
我的儿女这样祷告是为了我的。
Because the Lord will know that the children, we pray according to his will.
一定会祝福他。
Then he will definitely bless us.
你为你的儿女祷告。
If we pray for our children.
不用为他担心说，哎呀，将来我要为他祷告，进什么学校，做什么工作，赚多少钱。
We don't have to pray and worry about what kind of university they'll go into and what kind of career they'll go into. Whether they will receive money.
你只需要为他祷告一样事情。
We only have to pray for one thing.
神啊，我的儿女将来要荣耀你的名。
Lord, my children must glorify your name.
赚多少钱不重要。
However much money they make, it doesn't matter. What kind of career they have doesn't matter.
我的儿女荣耀你的名。
I want my children to glorify your name.
你这样为他祷告，神一定垂听。
If we pray in this way, then the Lord will definitely hear us.
你为教会祷告。
If we pray for the church.
不需要说啊，要这样做还是那样做还是怎么做。
We don't have to say we have to do according to this or that way.
不用那么具体。
We don't have to be so constructive.
Specific.
Specific.
有时候我们不知道什么是最好的。
We may not know what is the best.
但是你为教会祷告一个方向。
But we can pray in a direction for the church.
你为教会祷告，主啊，让我们的教会可以荣耀你的名。
We ask the Lord that the church may glorify his name.
就是不要丢主耶稣的脸啊。
And that we must not lose the face of God.
如果我们很软弱。
If we are very weak.
极度纷争。
And we have internal conflicts, then we cannot glorify his name.
为教会祷告就是荣耀，能够荣耀神的名。
Then we have to pray for the church that we be able to glorify his name.
神的名得到荣耀。
When the Lord, the name of the Lord is glorified,
人就会得到平安。
Then we will be peaceful.
我们就能够得到神的福气。
Then we will receive the blessing of the Lord.
我们看路加福音。
Let's turn to the book of Luke.
第二章第十四节。
Luke chapter 2 verse 14.
路加二章十四节。
Luke chapter 2 verse 14.
路加二章十四节。
Luke chapter 2 verse 14.
在至高之处，荣耀要归于神；在地上，平安归于他所喜悦的人。
Verse 14. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to our men.
这是天使报给这个牧羊人的话。
And this is the words of the angel to the shepherds.
这句话很重要。
And this phrase is very important.
主耶稣降生的那个晚上，天使报的喜信。
The night when Jesus was born, the angel brought good news.
在至高之处。
To the in the highest place.
这是属灵的地方。
This is a spiritual place.
荣耀要归给神。
Glory to God in the.
有时候教会的圣工为什么那么难推展？
Many of the times, why is our holy work so hard to proceed?
教会的为什么里面要一起来相处做圣工好像很难？
And sometimes we might feel hard to work with others.
其实都不难。
Actually, it's not very hard.
如果记住这个原则就可以。
If we remember this rule, then it's good.
这个原则一不记得的话，这东西事情就乱了。
Once we forget this rule, then all things will fall apart.
在至高的地方，无论是天使、灵界的、地上的、神的工人，每一个层面，荣耀一定要归给神。
Glory to God in the highest place, be it the angels or anything else.
就是你的家庭也是一样。
Even with our family.
你的家庭，你要祷告神啊，你在我家庭要得到荣耀。
We have to pray in our family that, Lord, you must receive the glory.
当这种荣耀能够归给神的时候，
When this glory can be given to God,
平安就会归给地上神所喜欢的人。
And then peace will be received on the earth.
所以我们今天的祷告，
And in our prayer today,
要求神的名得到荣耀。
We have to ask that the Lord's name be glorified.
你自己有没有荣耀神呢？
Have we glorified the Lord?
你最近你自己的表现有没有荣耀神呢？
Have we glorified the Lord with our actions?
你自己的家庭有没有荣耀神呢？
Have our family glorified the Lord?
你的儿女有没有荣耀神呢？
Have our children glorified the Lord?
你的教会有没有荣耀神呢？
Have our church glorified the Lord?
要为这个事情祷告。
Therefore, we have to pray according to this way.
特别为从今天开始的灵恩会还有晚上的布道会来祷告。
Let's especially pray for the spiritual convocation starting today and also the evangelical service.
求神带领我们的慕道朋友还有弟兄姐妹得到很大的造就。
We ask the Lord to guide our truth seekers and that they may understand His word.
也为圣工人员还有讲道者来祷告，求主耶稣圣灵同工。
And let's continue to pray for the sermon speakers and the holy workers.
也为自己的信仰祷告。
We also pray for our own faith.
也特别特别为教会的现在要买地建堂的事情来祷告。
Let's especially pray for the construction of the church.
现在呢，第一期呢是要筹款。
And first, we have to gather the funds.
所以要求主带领为募款的事情来祷告。
And that's to ask the Lord to guide us in our fundraising.
也为身体欠安的同龄来祷告。
And that's also pray for the brothers and sisters who are unwell.
要接受按手的，可以到前面来。
Those who wish to receive the laying of hands, please come forward.
圣灵充满我们。
And we ask the Holy Spirit to guide us.
暂时传道，协助按手。
And we ask the ministers to help in the laying of hands.
同心祷告。
As we pray in one accord.